I was told that tonight is the yard site of the mother-in-law of some of the Mishtachtim, Vayishe Reza, Bas Nas Nakayin, to dedicate the learning of Zech and Nishmasa. Last week we left off on the Mishnah, on Daf Lamed Chesam Adais. The din is that if one shechts a behema l'avodah zara, it becomes asa b'hanoah. That's Tikruvus Avodah Zara. There are four things that are asa b'hanoah. The avodah zara itself, let's say the Nochrim worship a totem pole. So the totem pole is avodah zara. Or let's say they worship a statue and then they hang on jewelry, they hang on a dress. So the noye avodah zara, tachshiti avodah zara, are asa b'hanoah. If he shech the behemoth, it's tikruvus avodah zara is asa b'hanoah. And mishamshi avodah zara, the altar or the knife that you use to shech, or a frying pan that you use, or a chves, a menorah that you use to light candles, the shem avodah zara. So that's mishamshi avodah zara. Mishamshi avodah zara also asa b'hanoah. Those are the four things that are asa. So if one shechts a behemoth avodah zara, that has a din of tikruvus, and it's asa b'hanoah. So the shaila in the Mishnah is, there's a din of pigul by korbanos. If somebody offers a korban in the Beis Hamikdash, there are dalet avodas adam, yeshchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. These are the four. There are more avodas when you do haktoras emurim, when you do nisach hayayin. But there are four avodas that are done to the dam of the korban that are ma'akev. The shchita sa korban, kabbalah sadam. You have to have a klisharis. You have to hold the klisharis and be mekabel adam. Then halacha sadam to walk to the mizbeach, and then zrika sadam. So if the kohen who's doing the shechita doesn't need a kohen, whoever's doing the shechita, the person that does the shechita, or the kohen who does the kabbalah sadam, halachas sadam, zrika sadam, if they have in mind to be zorik the dam tomorrow, by tomorrow the dam will be nipsal balina, because the dam is kachi kachim. Even dam of all the korbanos are divided into two categories, kachi kachim and kachim kalim. But the dam of a kachim kalim has the din like a kachi kachim, like the chaylev. The chaylev of a kachim kalim is also considered like a kachi kachim. Whatever is lagavoya has the status of a kachi kachim. So if you leave it over till tomorrow morning, it'll be nifsal belina. It'll be pasul mitam lon. So if the one who does the shechita kabbalah halacha azrika hasn't in mind at the time that he's doing that avodah to be zorik the dam tomorrow, or to be makta the emurim tomorrow, the emurim also the chaylev, if you leave it over till tomorrow morning, it'll be nifsal belina. So if he has a mind to be makta the emurim tomorrow, or if he has in mind to eat, let's say every korban has a zman achila. So if he has in mind to eat it after the zman achila, if it's a korban shlamim, so the zman achila shnei yamim elaylo echad, you bring a korban on Tuesday, so he can eat it Tuesday night and Wednesday till shkia. If you bring a korban shlamim on Tuesday, you plan to put the flesh in the freezer and to eat it on Thursday or on Shabbos or next week, so then it becomes pigul. If you intend to do the eat achila sodom, or achilas mizbeach, you intend either to burn the chaylev on the mizbeach after the zman, or you intend to have achilas adam of the besar hakotchim after the zman. Then it becomes pigul. So that's a din of pigul nechumish. That if you eat it, then you have, let's say they did the shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, intending to do the achila next week. They're going to put the flesh in the freezer and eat it next week. So the korban already becomes pigul right now. And even if you eat the flesh today, if you wait till next week and you eat it, then it's nifsal belina. But even if you eat the flesh today, it wasn't yet nifsal belina, it already became pigul. That's the halacha of pigul and yechayv koris. So the tanoim have a machlekes. What if I'm the kohen in the Beis Hamikdash who's marked with the korban on your behalf? You're a Levi or Israel, so you can bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, but you can't do the avodah. Or let's say you can do the shechita, but you don't know how to do shechita, so you ask somebody else to do the shechita for you. So the one who does the shechita kabbalah halacha zrika doesn't have any improper kavanas. But the bal ha-korban, the one on whose behalf the korban is being offered, has in mind to eat it chutz l'zmanoi or chutz l'mekoymoi. So that's a machlekes ha-tanayim with a baila mefaglin. The bal ha-korban means the one on whose behalf the korban is being offered, the one who gets the kapar, the one who gets the mitzvah. Does his kavanah, his machsheves achila, does that count? Does it matter? Does it make a psul? But he's saying, no, only the one who's doing the actual avodah. So we pass him b'alam ein mefaglin. The b'alam cannot be mefaglin. So on the assumption that b'alam are mefaglin, which we don't pass him like, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Ein abayna mefadim. So if one would have assumed not like Rabbi Yossi, like the other Tanaim, the minority opinion, that by Lama Mefaglim, so now there's going to be a machlokes whether Yalfinu Chutz Bifnim. Let's say if someone shechts a behemah l'shem Avodah Zarah, the shechita is an act of tikruvus Avodah Zarah. He's worshipping the Avodah Zarah by giving it a matana, ayde shechita. So then you make the behemah osabana, tikruvus Avodah Zarah, zasabana. So what if a nochri asks me to shecht his behemah? I'm a sheikhit. He says he wants to eat the flesh. And the Nochri has in mind also that he wants to worship the Avodah Zarah by my shechting it. But he's not doing the shechita. He says, I want this shechita to be the shem tekruvus Avodah Zarah. So does that make the behema also bano? So we paskin, even at Beis HaMikdash, Bailam have no sheikhas. The Bailam cannot make people. The Machsheves HaBailam doesn't count, only Machsheves HaKoin HaOyved. Or the one who does the shechita is not nishkin koin, doesn't have to be a koin, the one who does the avoda. So, but the shayla is, if one would have assumed like the other Tana, who's the other Tana? Rav Lozer, Rav Yosi, that Bailim Mefaglim, that the Bailim Mechsheves Pigul plays a role by Karbonis, should I say, Afinu Chutz Mifnim? So Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash, if you're shechting the shame of it, is also, whoever is the owner of the behemah can also be Mefagim. So that's what the Mishnah quotes this Machlokes HaTanaim. Yeah, by Pigul, there's a Taisus in every other Mesichta in Shas, every third Mesichta Taisus raises the same issue. It's Pigul, the Gemara talks about Machsheves Pigul. And the Pasuk that we learn it out from, it says, Lo Yechoshev Lo. You're not allowed to have in mind Machsheves Pigul. So Taisus is always not sure Machsheves Pigul means that's what you had in mind, or that's what you said. Maybe what you had in mind is Lamala Valamar, unless you say it. Maybe just Hirer Lav Kediv Adami, maybe it doesn't count. So that's a discussion that Tosis has. So Tosis raises, we'll have to see the Hemshech HaSugya in the next Dom in Lamed Tes HaManal. Tosis raises the issue in our Gemara. It may not be relevant. So let's do again the Mishnah. Okay, we'll do the Mishnah. Hashoychet le'ovid kochovim. I shech the behemah that belongs to a non-Jew. So what's the Shaila? So Shechitos HaKshera. I'm Jewish. I'm shechting bema, so there's no problem. Akasha top and akasha left, there's no problem. Reb Lezer Peisel, Reb Lezer says no, that it's osa bahano. Why should it be osa bahano? So the Gemara is going to explain. Reb Lezer holds a combination of two ideas. Number one, he holds baile mefaglim, that by korbanis the bala korban can inject the machsheves pigul, even though he's not doing the avoda. Number two, he holds the afinu chutz mipnim, that just like in the Beis Hamikdash, the bailim play a role. So the Bailam in the Beis HaMikdash means the one on whose behalf the Korban is being offered. He's the Bala Kapara. He's Yotze in the Mitzvahs. And not only do you say Bailam Mefaglim in the Beis HaMikdash by Korbanis, you say Machsheves Chutz Yalfinu Chutz Mipnim, whoever is the, this is not the same Bailam. Bailam by Korbanis means the one on whose behalf the Korban is offered. Here we're saying Bailam, the one who owns the animal. That's a big jump already. It's not at all the same as Korbanis. But that's what the Tana Rav Lezer holds, that Bailam Mefaglim plays a role over here by Avodah Zarah. Whoever the owner of the animal is, has the right, has the ability, doesn't have the right, has the ability to think a Machsheves Avodah Zarah and to make the animal into Tekruvus. And then number three, but he didn't say a word. Just the owner of the animal is a Nochri, and he asks me, please shech the animal for me. He didn't say he has a mind l'shem Avodah Zarah. So Reb Lezer has a third assumption over here. The Stam Machsheves Avikachavim L'Avodah Zarah. It depends which goyim you're talking about. Today, Bizman Hazeh, the Christians don't worship Christianity by offering korbanos. So you can't say that it's such an umdin, and the Stam Machsheb is Oivet Kacholim is Lavoida Zara. And Nochri is so eingegläubt, he's so crazy about his Lavoida Zara, that whenever he shechts an animal, wherever anybody shechts an animal for him, for sure, he has in mind that the Shechita should be a matona to the Lavoida Zara. Today they couldn't care less. When they go to church, they worship the Avodah Zarah. And then they don't care too much either. But chutzla church, outside of that, sure, for sure they're not thinking of it. So Blaise is of the opinion that this is a psychological umdana. This is not a halachic umdana. This is a psychological umdana that stam achsheb is avi kachovim is la Avodah Zarah. I wouldn't even say it on a galach today. The galachim are interested in their boyfriends and their girlfriends and their money. They're stealing money. They couldn't care less about it. You're going to say, even on a galach, you wouldn't say it today. because they don't even worship Christianity with giving tikruvis. And even if they would, that would be in the church. They'll bring the tikruvis. Chutz la church. Why? But that's what Blazer holds like that. Now, Blazer Paiso. Shalas, what does the Tanakhama think? Omer Ablezer adds on, even if the Nochri, who's the Oyved Avodah Zarah, doesn't own the whole animal, he just bought into a share in the animal. He only owns the diaphragm of the animal. Afilu, Omer Ablezer, Afilu Shchot Lecha Lov Kachavi Mechatzel Kovit Shalom Psula. Even just the diaphragm belongs to the goy. And the goy, let's say there's a pound of flesh, a pound of fat, belongs to the Nochri. A specific location. And that pound of flesh, or that pound of fat, if it would be missing, if the animal would be in an accident, and that pound of flesh or fat would be cut off in the animal, it wouldn't become a treif, it wouldn't become an avail. It would just be, you put on a bandage and shine. So if the Nochri, Ovid Avodah Zarah, owns that pound of flesh, was there a balabas to make it into Avodah Zarah, Tikruvis? He owns a piece of flesh that's Lamal of Lamar. It doesn't affect the rest of the animal. He says, that's what some of the Swam write. He owns the diaphragm. If an animal doesn't have a diaphragm, then it's going to die. Because the diaphragm separates between the chest, the lungs, and the stomach on the bottom. So that's what he says. Even if the Nochri, Ovid Avodah Zarah, and we assume Stamach Sheb is Nochri, is Avodah Zarah, he probably has mind the shame of Avodah Zarah, even if he only owns a diaphragm or Mestamahu Adinami, any part of the animal that if it would be missing would make it into a treifa. So then he doesn't own the whole animal, just part of the animal. That's enough to make it into a tikruvis if the Nochri, who's the owner of the animal, has a mind the shame of Avodah Zarah. That's what he spells out. It's a psychological umdina. That's what he assumes. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the whole premise of the whole discussion. He says, even in Korbanis, that's not so. Rabbi Yossi, Kal v'chaim hadvarim, that it's not true, the din is not correct by chulin. If you shech the behemoth chulin, and the owner of the behemoth is an oivet avodah, he has a mind, up there. Because even by korbanos, there's no din that baila mefagim. So kal v'chaimah that it shouldn't apply to chulin. So he words it. Ma b'mokam madach by korbanos that there is a din. Machshava pasel is b'mekdashim. If you have a machshava spigul, it does make it pasel. If there is a din, if you do shchita kabbalah halachas week and you plan to be makta the emurim tomorrow, it makes it pigul. Either you plan to do Machshavas achilas mizbeach achilas heyachal yachal bayam ashlishi. Pigul hu lo yiratza, the pasuk says. So the simple translation of the words, the Gemara says in Yuma and Davav, does make sense. Simple translation of the words is, if you bring a korban shlomim on Tuesday, so you can eat it Tuesday night and Wednesday till ishki, and that's all. Vim heyachal yachal bayam ashlishi, and if you eat the korban shlomim on Thursday, you put the shlomim on Tuesday, so Tuesday is the first day, Wednesday is the second day. And if you actually eat it on Thursday, then the whole carbon becomes pasul. That's what it sounds like. Him heyachal yachal bayam ashlishi pigulu lo yiratzah. So the Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. I brought a carbon today; it was kosher. Just because some wise guy saves over a piece of flesh and he eats it on Thursday, the whole carbon becomes pasul. Mafreya, how can it be pasul? The Gemara says it doesn't mean that. We have a tradition that does mean that. Heyachal yachal means if the one who did the avoda, the shechita kabbalah halacha zvika, had in mind. He had in zin to eat it. Either heyachal yachal a double ocean, echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbech. Either he had in mind that someone is going to eat the flesh on Thursday or after Thursday, or he had in mind that he's going to do the haktoras emurim after this man. This man for the haktoras emurim is only yoy mechot, because the emurim are kachi kachim. Even emurim are the kachim kalim. The Mishnah says in Zvach Mahab the din of kachi kachim. And kachi kachim become nipsal belina yom v'layla ad chatzai. So we save it till tomorrow. The flesh of the shlamin can be eaten shnei yamim v'layla echad, but the emurim can only be carved the first day. Can't be makar the emurim on the second day. So kal v'chaimah on the third day again. So that's how the Gemara, that's how the Torah Shabbat understands that pasuk. Hey, yochel yochel v'yom ashlishi doesn't mean if you actually eat the korban on the yom ashlishi, the whole korban becomes pasul. You're not yet. It can't be. If you have machshevas achila, either echad achila sodom, echad achila mizbeach. So you had machshevas pigul b'shashchit kabal halachas because so the whole carbon is pasul. So Rabbi Yossi says even by machshevas pigul, where the Chumash says it's a din machshava paiselas, But still, he holds that by the manat mefaglim, the kavana, the machshava l'shem pigul has to be by the one who's doing the actual shechita. Kabbalah Allah Hazrika, the owner of the carbon on whose behalf the carbon is offered, is Nishkin Balabas to make it pigul. So he makes it kabbalahayma. Umab, a makim shamachshava poseles, namely, bimukdoshim, in parentheses, bimukdoshim. Nonetheless, ena kalhalachala achar ha'oived, the bala carbon has no say, he cannot make it pigul. So by chulin, we're shechting l'shem abadizarim. Makim shayna machshava poseles, namely, bechulin. But there is no din, machshava pasels, that's where the Gemara is going to have difficulty. What do you mean there's no din? If he shechted the hemel l'shem abadizara, it becomes tikrubis abadizara. So how do you read that line? Bechulin, mokum shein, machshava pasels, machshava is paselis. How do they? So the Gemara is going to work on that. What does that line mean? So bechulin, mokum shein, machshava pasels, namely, bechulin, parentheses. So isn't it, ain't a din, shadiya kalvachayim, shalo yehe hakol holach echala achra sheche, the bailim. If the Bala Behema, on whose behalf the Jew is shechting, is a Nochri intending, screaming, he wants it, L'shem Avodah Zarah, so Rabbi Yossi says it's Lamala Balamar. He says, even in Korbanis, the Bailam can't be Mefalo. So in Chulin, for sure, the Bailam cannot have in mind L'shem Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yossi, we understand, he says that Bailam are not Mefaglam by Korbanis, and the Bailam don't play a role by Shechitas Chulin L'Avodah Zarah either. Rabbi Lezer Shita, we understand what he said. He said the three premises. He holds that Bala Mefaglim by Karbonis. He holds the Afinu Chutz Mepnim, even by Bodhisattvas also, the Bala Karbon. And then he says, number three, the Nochri on whose behalf I'm doing the Shechita never said that he's intending L'shem Abodhisattvas. Stam, Machshev Esakm, Stama. So he's talking about Ovdei Abodhisattvas, very Adukim, they're very, very Frum Ovdei Abodhisattvas. And whenever they shech the Behema, they clearly have in mind L'shem Abodhisattvas. By us, in the United States, it's certainly not so. Maybe in India, maybe in some other Far Eastern country. But where we live, the Avodah Zarah not so oduk in the Avodah Zarah. So the Shad is, what does the Tanakhama say? Tanakhama is a little unclear. So the Gemara is going to have two versions of what is the three, clearly three sheetahs of the Mishnah. What does the Tanakhama say? So first the Gemara says, Hani Tanoi, that both the Tanakhama, who's not named, Stam Mishnah, and Rav Lezer, they both agree. Hani Tanoi, the first two Tanoim, Isluhu, the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, they both subscribe to Shita. He disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, in our Mishnah, Bailam not Mefaglim. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi could be the son of the Tana, Rabbi Yossi. Sounds like it. Could be the son of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yossi. So they, the first two Tanoim, hold like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Shamaiti. I have a tradition, Shabailam Mefaglim, that the Bala Korban can inject a machshev is pigul into the carbon. When the kohen is doing the shechita kabbalah aloch hazrika, the kohen is not thinking machshev is psul, but the bala carbon whose behalf the carbon is offered has the machshev is pigul. So bala mefaglim against the tana Rabbi Yossi holds it even by kochim bala manat mefaglim. So by chulin kavachay manat. So what's the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer? Liu, the machlekes is the following. Tanakama sovar, that's only isha mini de choshaven iloi loi. If you heard, if the Bala Korban, if the owner says, the owner of the Korban says, I have a mind to eat it next week. So then he makes it pigul. And by the Avodah Zarah also, if the Jew is shechting the behemah for a non-Jew, so the non-Jewish owner says, I'm considering this shechita the shem Avodah Zarah. The Jewish shechit couldn't care less. It's not the shem Avodah Zarah. He doesn't have intention. So then the Tanakama, the anonymous Tanakama, would say, Ishamine dechoshiv, if we heard from him beferish, that the Nochri owner, the Oibir Abizar owner, has mind Hashem Abizar, and then he'll agree, Bailam, make it into Tikrubis. Eloi loi. He don't say, Stamach Shabbos Avkham Labiris Kacham Lay. I mean, he doesn't believe that there's an umdan, a psychological umdan, that every Oibir Abizar is so frum, he certainly has a mind Hashem Abizar. And Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Avgav dalo shaminit the chashiv, even though the goy didn't say explicitly, we didn't hear anything klar from him. We assume psychologically, stam achshev is avgacham la b'dis kacham amrina. He holds b'stama. You assume like that. So that's the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer. Nachmal, they both agree b'alam mefaglim by karbonis, and they both agree yafinon chutz mepnim. So the bal habehema can make it into tikkurus avodizara if he says he has in mind L'shem Avodah Zarah. But the machlekes is, do you say psychologically, Stam Achshev is Ovi Kacham L'Avodah Zarah?
So Tana Kama says not so, and Rabbi Lezer says yes. And then the third Tana, Rabbi Yossi Lemeimar, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the whole thing, even by Korbanos. He says the Balaman Amafagun. Even though we heard that the owner of the behemah, which is being nishchat by a Jew, he says, "Beferish, I intend this shchita should be as a tekruvus of the zare." Doesn't pose a problem. Why? The whole din doesn't apply even by korbanos. It doesn't apply. So this is the first version of the gemara. Then the gemara says, "And he could be." Another version has it. Bidishamina dechashiv pligi. No. The machlekes between the Tana Kama and Reb Lezer in the Mishnah is, if he said explicitly, the Tana Kama holds that it's not osabana, even if the goyisha owner of the animal said explicitly, "I want you to shecht the shame of the zar." The Jew doesn't want to worship of the zar. Jew is shechting the behemah stam that people should eat. He's not shechting the shame of the zar. So the Tana Kama would disagree even in such a case. Why? True, there is a premise, there is a din. By the mefaglim, that's only by korbanos, by the mefaglim. That's a din of pigul. Hanemila bifneim, and the beis hamikdash on korbanos, so then there's a din that by the mefaglim. Avu bachutz, but with respect to avu dizare, loy, you don't say it like that. Why? Because chutz bifneim, loy afino. You can't learn out. Just because by the mefaglim, by korbanos, you should say the by the have the ability to make it avodah zarah. It's a different din bailim. The bailim by korbanos means the bala korban on whose behalf the korban is being offered. He gets the kapara. Here the bala behema just means he's the owner of the behema. So the whole terminology is totally different.
No, he's the owner of the behema. Even the korban. It's behema.
Not necessarily. Let's say you have to bring a korban. You took a neder or whatever, and you can't afford it. So I want to do you a favor. So I'm magdish a korban on your behalf. I'm the Magdish and you're the Miskaper. So the one Baila Mefaglim, if you hold like that, Tana of Loza Rabbi Yossi, means the Bala Korban, the one who gets the Kapara, not the one who paid for the animal who owns it. It's not necessarily always going to be the same person.
Why is it different when you say in Gittin that the guy can't write a get, that people
don't
go to
the
Magdalbo, people see as a Magdalbo.
Yeah.
So he also did the Shaykh, because Magdalbo, the guy can say whatever he wants.
Right. That's what the Tan, that's this version of the Tan Khan. That's how we paskin. We paskin even by korbanos, the Bailamanat Mefaglim. So the Mele by Chulin for sure, the Bailamanat, if the Bala Behemah is an Ochri, and he says explicitly, he wants this to be Tikruvus Abedizar, and the Jew who Shechting doesn't have in mind the Shem Abedizar. He doesn't want to violate the Isra of worshipping Abedizar. So we paskin like that, that the Bailam have no say at all. But the Machlekes is on the assumption that if the Bailam would say Beferish, if the Bailam would say Beferish by Korbanos, that he wants to be Mefagel, does that carry over to Chulin? So that's what the Gemara says. This Ika di Amri, the second version of the Machlekes is, B'dishamin et Choshev Pligi, the Machlekes Tanakam and Ablezer is, when the Goyisha owner, the Oibid Abedazar, who owns the animal, said explicitly, "I want this to be L'shem Abedazar," so the Tanakam still says it does Nasa. Because, Lo Yafinon Chutz Bipnim, in the Beis HaMikdash, he holds Ba'alam HaMafaglim, and Chutz L'Beis HaMikdash, with respect to Abedazar, is not so. V'asar Ablezer Lemeim, Yafinon Chutz Bipnim, Rabbi Lezer disagrees that just like you say, Bailam Mefaglim by the Karbonis, so the Bailam can make it into Tikkuvis, Chutz L'Beis HaMikdash as well. Rabbi Yossi, the name of the third time it comes. Well, Rabbi Yossi stays at hand. He says, Bailam Anat Mefaglim, even in Karbonis. Rabbi Yossi is the same shot. The whole difference, Rabbi Yossi, there are no two versions of, and Rabbi Lezer, there are no two versions of. Rabbi Lezer's sheet is based on the three premises that we've discussed. The Tanakama, the two versions of what the Tanakama said. That the Tanakama agree that if the Goyish, Tanakama holds Baila Mefaglim by Karbonis, does he hold the Loy Afinu Chutz Mipnim? So even if the Goyish owner of the animal says explicitly, "I want it to be the Shem of the Zara," it still won't become Masaba, no? Or no, if he says explicitly, he'll agree. He just argues about the psychological Umdine. He thinks that you don't say Stamach Shebis Avi Kachavim is Labadizam. So those were the two versions in the Gemara. What exactly does the Tanakama say? But Rabbi Yossi stays the same, Rabbi Lezer stays the same. So that's on the second line from the top. He disagrees even in the Beis HaMikdash.
There's no din of Bala of Agamemnon.
Sure. Let's see. So now the Gemara is going to quote the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and try to figure out how does this fit in with the Mishnah. Itmar, on the fourth line from the top. What's the din? Hashoichet es ha-behema. Behemas chulin, bizman as a person shechts a behema, intending lizrek dam al abedis kohom. He plans to be zarek the dam, the shem abedis zarek. So someone's talking to me about religion. So I say, I believe in this getchke. I believe in this Avodah Zarah. So that's already, if I say, I believe that's the deity. So that's already an act of Avodah Zarah. If I'm in front of the Avodah Zarah and I say, Eliyata, I believe in you, or I'm Shalei Befanav, and I say, Elach Lehevdenu, I believe in that getchke over there, I plan to go worship it. I plan to go bring it to Krubis. So the Mishnah says that, Yechai Misa. If you say it like that. So the fellow is going to be here, he's shechting a behemoth. The shechit is not an act of Avodah Zarah, but as he's shechting, he says, I intend to collect the dam, and I'm going to be zarek the dam, he's going to worship Avodah Zarah later. So this is, he's chayv misa for that. He's saying, Elech ve'evdenu. Another 5 minutes after I finish shechting the animal, I'm going to take the dam that I'm going to collect from the floor, and I'm going to be zarek it l'avodah zarah. So he's going to be chayv nisa. But the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is whether the animal becomes tikrubis avodah zarah. Because tikrubis is if he shechts it l'shem avodah zarah. Here he's not. He's shechting that everyone should have flesh to eat. Sudas or shchaydish, whatever. Hashoicher es habeima, he shechts it behem aschulen today, chutz l'beis hamikdash, intending lizrak dam al avodah kachavim al hakta chalba al avodah kachavim. He says, I plan to do haktaris emurim from this animal avodah zarah. So he's chayv misa. He says he plans to do zrikas adam avodah zarah. So he's chayv misa. But the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is whether the animal becomes the kruv. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar pasul. What is the word pasul? Pasul is a funny word. So some rishonim have the girsa asur, means asabano. Rashi had the girsa psula, and Rashi writes psula. Rashi writes asur bano. That's what it means. Other Rishonim, the Ramban was not happy, so he thinks the more correct Yirsa should be, instead of Psula, it should say Asura Bahano. Here the Tosis on the previous daf talks about that. If the Gemara says Psula, does it just mean the Shechita is Psula, but it's Muta Bahano? Or can you even use the word Psula to imply that it's Asa Bahano? How does it say in the Mishnah here? Asa Bahano. Yeah, here in the Mishnah it says Rableza Pesel, the case that we just learned. The Mishnah and Lamed Ches on the base. It's a Shechel Lamed Ches Shchitosik Sheira Rableza Paisel. Rableza Paisel. All it means that the Shchita Psula Asa Bachila. No, Rableza holds that it becomes the Krubis. It's Asa Bano also. So it's a little misleading. So Tesis explains why it's not misleading. The word Psula usually just means Shchitosik Psula means Asa Bachila Mutabano. But here it's clear and obvious that it means that it is Asa Bano. So here also, so Rashi's Girsa Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. That when he shechts intending to do haktoras emurim, he shechts intending to do zrikas adam, even if he doesn't shecht, just in the middle, he's learning Gemara, he says, I plan to worship that and that, such and such, and Avodah Zarah tomorrow. I'm already chayv misa. I say, Elach Levdenu. I say, Eliyat. I say, I believe in that deity. So I'm already chayv misa. Even if in the end I don't do the Avodah Zarah. That itself is an act of worshipping Avodah Zarah, the promise. To commit yourself to go bring korbanos to the Avodah Zarah. So that Yechayiv Misa in such a case, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they both agree. The Homak, that's the Tap Taisa says. Tap Taisa said they quote a Gemara Sanhedrin. Reish Lakish Shama Muteres, when you shech the behema intending to do Zrikas Adam Avodah Zarah, intending to do Haktaris Emurim Avodah Zarah, that's like Elach Ve'eber, I make a statement, I'm going to worship Avodah Zarah. So I'm already Yechayiv Misa. Reish Lakish also agrees. The ganze machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is, whether the animal becomes the krubis. Rabbi Yochanan says, psula, the animal becomes the krubis, it's also banor. Reish Lakish amar muteres, it's not the krubis. Rabbi Yochanan amar psula. Where did Rabbi Yochanan get this idea from? He got it from mechashe me'avoyde le'avoyde yafinu chutz mipnim. You learn it out from pigul. What is pigul all about? The person shechts the korban now, and he plans to do the haktoras emurim tomorrow. But right now he's doing Shechita. Kabbalah Haloch Hazrika is not doing the Haktoras Emurim. So the Machshava that you have now when you do one of the Dalar Avodas Adam,
I have a machshav, I have an intention to do haktoris emurim or achila chutz lizmanu. It makes it into pigul. So we say alfin and chutz bifnim, just like by karbonis that's in the chumash. Heyachol yachol does mean if he actually eats the shlamim on the third day. Means if at the time of shchita kabbalah aloch zviki he intends to eat it, echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbeach. So it already becomes pigul now. So yafinu chutz bifnim, I shecht an animal, the shem achilas chulin. The shchita per se is not an act of avodah zarah, but I plan to do an avodah zarah later with the dama, with the chalavim. So Rabbi Yechanan says yafinu chutz bifnim, and it becomes the krubis already now. And Rish Lakish disagrees and says, no, the fellow is truly chayv misa, because he said, in effect, elach ve'ebed avodah zarah. He says he plans to do zrikas hadam la'avodah zarah, plans to do aktoris emurim, but he can't say the animal is the krubis. The shechita was not the shem avodah zarah. He declared, he made a public declaration, he plans to worship avodah zarah at a later time. He's going to use the dam of the chelev. Rish Lakish amam uteris, eim chashem avodah la'avodah, v'legam min chutz mipnim. In the Beis HaMikdash, that is what Pigul is all about. It is machash from the Avodah L'Avodah. You have the machshevus Pigul b'shal shchita kabbalah halacha zvika, and you have the intention to do achilas mizbeach, haktorah, it's called achilas mizbeach. You have the intention of eating the korban chutz lizmanai. So that in the Beis HaMikdash, it is machash from the Avodah L'Avodah. You have the machshava by one of the dalar avodas, intending to have the haktorah at a later date. Beis Lakish al ziyafin, lo yafinu chutz mipnim. Then the Gemara says, "Va'az du li'taymayu, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokesh goldashitasam." Do you extend this din of pigul? The original din of pigul is in the Beis Hamikdash by Karbanis that you mechashim from one avoda to the other. I'm doing shchita kabbalah alocha zrik, intending to do haktorah tomorrow. So va'az du li'taymayu, Rabbi Yechon extends the din, and Mishlokesh restricts it. You don't extend it so much. What's the other case where there's a machlex? The itmar. We have a tradition that there's a machlex of Bech Mishlokish in another case. Shchata lishma. So Rashi explains. Normally, let's say you bring a korban oila, you bring a korban shlamim, bring a korban taida. So if a person took, he pledged, Hare alai lahavi oila lebeis amig, Hare alai lahavi shlamim. And then he brings a korban oila, korban shlamim. So the kohen says to him, korban oila, korban shlamim, who do you think you are? You're a sinner. You should bring a korban chatas. So the kohen says, even though I know that you want this to be an oil, shlamim, a matana to the Rebbein Shalom, I think you're not ready for that. You're not up to that yet. I'm going to shech the l'shem osham, l'shem chatas, l'shem korban pesach. The kohen knows what it is, not that he made a mistake. If the kohen made a mistake and he thought that it's a chatas, so that's a machlekes in the Gemara, and shayla havi pasman, is that called machsheva shalom l'shma? Shini kodesh, is that called shini kodesh? But this they all agree. The kohen knows that it's a. The kohen knows the balabas brought a carbon oil, a carbon shlamim to the Beis HaMikdash, and the kohen decides you're not worthy of bringing a shlamim or an oil. You have to bring a chatas or an ashim. Today's our Pesach. Why are you bringing a shlamim and an oil? I'm going to shech to the shein carbon Pesach. So if the kohen is mishana the carbon, so the din is that b'diyeved the carbon is going to be kosher. But le'olah le'bailim le'shem chayva. If the bailim took a neder, harei alai shlamim, harei alai oil, harei alai toido. So he won't be yotze with this carbon. He had the carbon is kosher. You can be zork the dam on the mizbeach and makta the emurim and the kohen will eat it. Everything fine, wonderful, fine of oil. But the bala carbon who took a ned there won't be yotze. They nidra with this because there was a shina kodesh. There are two exceptions to the rule. Rashi quotes him. That's the first mishnah in Zvachim. There are two exceptions to the rule that if you shech the carbon b'shina kodesh, the whole carbon is possible. So one is chatos. And one is Korban Pesach. The Gemara learns it out from Psukim. That if he shecht, I bring a chatos to the Beis HaMikdash, and I tell the kohen, this is a chatos. The kohen says, chatos! You look like such a tzaddik. You shouldn't be bringing a chatos. I'm going to shecht the shem oilo, the shem shlamim. The kohen decides to change it. So then, if you mishane a chatos or a Pesach to be something other than what you designated as, so then the whole Korban is possible. So if he does the shechita bipsul, you're not allowed to do kabbalah sadam, you're not allowed to do zrika sadam, you're not allowed to do haktoris anymore. The whole carbon is a puzzle of carbon. Any other carbon other than chatas and tesach, if the kohen had machshebes shinui kodesh, he was mishana shaloi lishma, instead of shechting the shame that carbon, he designated it as a different carbon, so the carbon will remain kosher justly all the lebail mashem chayva. So here there's a machlekes.
The kohen is shliach the baal.
Yeah. supposed to be a shliach for the Baal, yeah. But he's telling the Baal Karban, I don't think you should bring a shlamin, you should bring a chatas. So the Gemara learns that from Psukim, that the Kohen should not give a day. But if the Kohen get a day, and he says, I know that it's supposed to be a chatas, and I'm shechting at the shem shlamin, so the whole Karban becomes possible. What? Oshem is a machlokes hatanoim. I think Pifaskin Oshem is not kechatos. The first Mishnah is Zachon Kotzer. Blazer holds that kachatos koshem, there's a hekesh. Oshem is also the same. I don't think Pifaskin like that. I think Pifaskin only chatos and pesach. So that's a machlokes. Shchotel lishma, lizrik damushalo lishma. He's shechting a korban chatos, a korban pesach. Lishem chatos, or lishem pesach. And at the time that he's shechting it, he has in mind, or he says, that's Taisus Pilpul, when you talk about Machsheva Spigul, or Machsheva Shalol Lishma, Machsheva Shini Bailim, or Shini Kodesh. Shini Kodesh means, I know it's a Chatas, and I'm shechting in the Shem Shlamim. Or Shini Bailim is, I know it's your carbon, you are a sinner, you don't deserve, I'm going to shecht it, having in mind your father, your grandfather, he's a holy tzaddik, he deserves to bring carbon. I don't want this carbon to be early for you. The guy comes and he brings a korban, and the kohen tells him, I'm not going to offer it on your behalf. I'm going to have in mind your brother or your father. So that's called shine bail. So if it's chatos and osham, if it's chatos and pesach, the machshev is shino kodesh pasels. And any other korban, it doesn't pasel a korban, but liolu lebailim l'shem chayv. So the Gemara has a machleg zabiach namish lakish. What if shchotel l'shmo? Whoever's doing the shchita, even for a chatos, you don't need a kohen. The minig used to be that by Karbanis Tzibur, the Mishnah has a Yuma like that, by Karbanis Tzibur they only allowed Kohanim to do the Shechita. Because he used to have a pious every day. He used to have a lottery. Mi Shechit, mi Mekabalas Adam, mi Molechas Adam, mi Ma'azverikas Adam, mi Makhtere Murim. What do you mean? They had a pious. They drew a lottery. Which Kohen is going to get the right to do the Shechita? Since when do you have a Kohen to do the Shechita? So the Rishonim say over there, the Mirin, or the Rishonim say, they introduced a Chumrah that by Karbonis Tzibur you need Davka Kohen to do the Shechita. But by Karbonis Yochid there's no such Chumrah. Karbon Yochid is good l'chatchila that a non-Kohen can do the Shechita. In fact, there's a line in the Zohar, in Parshas Vayikra, where it says the Kohanim are supposed to be able to mention. So it's recommended that they shouldn't shecht the animal, because whoever shechts, I don't know, I knew a few shechtim, I thought they were able people. So the Zohar has such a lashon. Whoever is shechting, trains himself in killing animals, is going to become rough. He's going to ruin his personality a little bit. He's going to become a rough person. So we don't want shechita, k'sher bizarre. A non-kohen is allowed to do shechita. We wouldn't recommend it. We would recommend that the shechita should. We would never recommend that shechita should be done by a kohen. We would always encourage that the kohanim should avoid doing the shechita, that they shouldn't become tough personalities. Huh? So the Gemara has this machlekes of Yechmei Shlokish. Someone is shechting achatos lishma, but he either has in mind or he makes a declaration. He says, "Bepeh lizrik damo shelo lishma." I plan to do this zrikas adam. When I do this zrikas adam, I'm not going to have in mind the shem chatos. I'm going to have in mind the shem shlomen. Shechina. So the question. But right now he didn't do the zrik. Someone else takes over. The one who does the zrika properly lishma. But the one who did the shechita, he did the shechita lishma. But he said at the time that he's doing the shechita, he's going to do the zrika shalo lishma. So Rabbi Yochanan says psula, because mechasha me'avayda la'avayda. If you have at the time you do the shechita, the dalar avayda sadam shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. So if you have in mind when you're doing the shechita that you're going to do the zrika sadam bipsul, it's already considered as if the shechita was done bipsul. He holds psula. The korban is a puzzle. It's considered as if he did the shechita shalol lishma. And Rishlokesh amak shera. There is no such thing. Rabbi Yochanan amak psula. What's the reason? Because mechash ma'aveda la'aveda. The gamin ma'achshev is pigul. Where did he get this whole idea in the first place? That the machshava at the time of one aveda to do another aveda improperly already passes now. The whole source of the thing is from pigul. The kohen does the shechita kabbalah halacha zvik and he plans to do the haktaras emurim. On the third day, Hayochel Yochel b'yom Hashlishi, Achilas Mizbeach, Achilas Odom. So the original case of Mechasha Me'avayda L'avayda is by Pigul. So Reb Yechanan says we extend it. We learn out Amar Matzino. Not only is it true by Pigul, when you had Machshava to eat it Chutz Lizmanoi, and it's an Issa Karis if you eat it now, once it becomes Pigul right away, it becomes Pigul Issa Karis. It even applies with respect to this din. This is not Pigul. If you Shech the Chatos Shalo Lishma, it passels it. It won't become Pigul. It'll be a passel of carbon. You're not allowed to continue to do the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbech. You have to stop everything in the middle. So Reb Yechanan holds. Reb Yechanan holds psula if he had a shchata lishma, he shech zechatos l'shem chatos, but he says he intends to do the zrikas adam shelo lishma, so he says the korban is already possible because mechash ma'avir l'avoy de v'garminim m'machshev is pigul. We learn out from pigul, just like by pigul, he's having kavana now at the time of shchita kabbalah loch zrik to do haktore bipsul. So the same over here. That's a psul of chutz lizmana. After the zmana is up, same is true when you get to this psul of shalom lishma. And Rish Lakshya says, no, you don't extend it. It pigul is pigul. It's a chiddush. You don't extend it to say mechashvin me'aveda la'aveda for another psul. Rish Lakshya shamakshir em mechash me'aveda la'aveda. Well, lo yabin mechashev is pigul. Pigul is a chiddush. You can't extend it in a pigul. You don't learn anything out. So there were two cases where there was machleg zabiach and Rish Lakshya. The Gemara says, they go to Shitasim over here. The first case that we had in the Gemara was he's shechting a behemoth for achilas adam, intending, and he makes a declaration he's going to do this because adam lavei dezar. So that's not in korbanos at all. That's a shechting behemoth chulin in America. There's none has that. No beis hamikdash, no korbanos at all. So Rabbi Yechanan holds you extend the idea of pigul nechashu me'avoid alavoida even when it gets to shechitas chulin. If you're shechting a behemah and you intend to do zrikas adam, l'avod zar, so they all agree, that's like saying, eilech ve'evdenu, I'm going to worship this avod zar by doing zrikas adam. So they both agree that you chayv misa. That's what Tosis quotes from Sanhedrin, the top line and the top Tosis. Sigmar says Sanhedrin, they all agree that you chayv misa, but the machleg zabiach and rish lokesh is whether the animal becomes tekrubis or not. So Rabbi Yechanan holds, you extend, you broaden out the din of pigul, mechash ma'aveda la'aveda, even to shchit aschulin, that it'll make it into tekrubis avodah zarah already now. And Rish Lakish limits it in both cases, both by machshevas avodah zarah and machshevas shelo lishma by the chatos. The Gemara says, and why did we have to have a tradition that there's a double machlek as in both cases? Isn't it identical as lishitosim zagmanena tzvicha? I need the both cases recorded. The Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish disagree by shechting an animal intending to do this because Adam Labed Azor, and I need the second case, because you can say, oh, the Gemara is going to say, why? Utzvich, I need the both machlegs. Why? The Yitma Baha, if you'd only have the tradition that there's a machlegs Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish in the first case that we mentioned, the first case was Shechita in America, intending to do this because Adam Labed Azor, so one could have said incorrectly, one could have said only Baha Kamer Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish only disagrees here because it's not Shechita's Karbonis at all. It's Shechita's Chulin, the Shem Abed Azar. So how can you derive anything from Pigul? Mishum Dechutz Mipnim Layapin. How can you learn out Shechit Labed Azar from Shechit in the Beis Amigdash? Avul Pnim Mipnim. But to learn out, just like there's an institution of Pigul when you do the Shechita, intending to do the Achilas Mizbeach, tomorrow it makes it possible. So too, if you shech the korban chatos l'shem chatos, and you say you plan to do the zrika shalom l'shmo, maybe he would agree that mechash me'avoda l'avoda, because that's all in the Beis Hamikdash. You can't learn from korbanos to avoda zara. Avol pnim mipnim eimam vayda le'de Rabbi Yechanan. I would have thought he would agree to Rabbi Yechanan in the second case. So that's why I need the second case recorded, that Rabbi Rish Lakish disagrees even there. He holds you don't extend the din of pigul at all. You can't learn. Pigul is kula chiddush. Can't extend it. So the Gemara says, so why not just have the second case? Argue, have the machleg zabiach mishlokish, the second case. And the first case, we'll know for sure there is shlokish holds that the loyafin and chutz mipnim. He holds, you don't even learn out pnim mipnim. So the Gemara says, not the yitma bahach, and if you'd only have the second case where they're arguing in the Beis Hamikdash, by a korban chatos, one might have thought that only there Rabbi Yechanan holds mechasha me'aber alabari afinim mipigul, because it's also a carbon. He shechted a carbon chatos lishma, saying that he plans to do the zvika shalo lishma. So Rabbi Yechanan holds, you learn that mechash ma'aveda la'aveda from pigul to this carbon also passes, but to extend it to apply it to avodah zara, mechitesa. Why should he say afinon chutz mipnim? It's not a carbon at all. So that's it. V'yitma b'hach, and if you only have the machlekes in the second case, where they're talking about shechting the chato shelo lishma, maybe one might have thought mistakenly b'hari only. In that case, Hamar Rabbi Yechanan, that you learn out yafinam b'pigul. Aval b'ha, but in the first case, that's talking about shechita l'avodah zarah, eim amod alele resh lakish, that you don't say yafinu chutz b'pnim. What does shechita l'avodah zarah have to do with kavanas tzricha? So I need the double machlekes Rabbi Yechanan resh lakish in the both cases. But after you have the machlekes in both cases, you see that it's azdu l'tamay. It is l'shitasim. The Rabbi Yechanan holds you extend, you learn out of mamatzino from pigul to other psulim to machshev shelo d'shma, and you learn it out even to chulin shechting the shem avodah zarah me'avodah l'avodah. And Reish Lakish holds you can't learn that. Mechidush le'yafinon. The whole institution at Pikul is kula chidush, and you have no right to extend it with any mamatzino. Usually, when you have a din of chumash, so we say any case that's sufficiently similar has the same din. Like you have in the beginning of Bava Kama, you have abovus nezikin. So the chumash describes shor bara mava hever. So then the Gemara says whatever is sufficiently similar to shor is din of kishor. Whatever is sufficiently similar to bor is dina kibor. That's told the same kaitzabem. How do you know that the toldas have the same din? Mamatzino. You don't need a xeris akosif to say that each one of the others has toldas. That's a din of mamatzino. Whenever you have a din of chumash, we say it doesn't only apply in that case. Any case that's sufficiently similar. For example, it says when they made the Mishkan, so Moshe Rabbeinu used atzishita momdim. So what does it mean? What does the word omdim mean? Kedera kedi losam. You couldn't chop down the trees and put them sideways. You couldn't chop it down and put it upside down. You had to have keder kedi losam. So we don't have any mishkan any longer, but we learn that from atzishim t'mamdim when you hold up the lulav and the esrog and the hadas mandarabs, you have to hold the keder kedi losam. You learn out of mamatzinu. If the Torah requires some natural thing that grows from the ground, by Dalad Minim, just like it was required by the Mishkan, they had to use Dabka Atzishit. When the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need wood at all. You can make that was a Hirashah that they had to have Atzishitim. The Doris, you can make a building from cement, you can make a building with bricks, you can make a building with metal, precious metal, whatever you want. But whenever there's a din, you have to use a natural thing that grows from the ground. So we learn out from that pasuk, you need Keder Kedilos. That's in Kol HaTorah Kulo like that. Learning Gemara is also like that. There are some people who learn Gemara. Gemara gives a case, so they think the din only applies if you have all the 41 and a half conditions. It was in the days of Amoraim, and it was green, and what do you mean? You have to be able to extrapolate from every case in the Gemara. What's the principle? What's the rule? So the rule applies even in cases where you don't have all the 41 conditions. You have to figure out which conditions are crucial for the din, which are not crucial for the din. Some who have that's known as the briska derech. You extrapolate from the Gemara, you analyze. That's the Bi'ur HaGra always has like that. When you look in the Bi'ur HaGra in Shulchan Aruch, so let's say there'll be a siman in Shulchan Aruch that has 25 sifim. So the Vilna Gaon will say, on Sif Chaf Hei, this is a repeat of Sif Yud Gimel, and that's a repeat of Sif Tes, and that's a repeat of Sif Beis. They all said the same thing, just different cases. But it's exactly the same principle. They'll sum up in any given siman in Shulchan Aruch anywhere, not on Yeridah, anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. This is a repeat of that. It's the exact same din. That's what learning is all about. You have to be able to figure out what's the reason why the din is so, and where the din applies, where the din doesn't apply. So that's over here. So Reish Lakish holds that the din of pigul is called a chiddush. You can't extend mechiddush le'yafin. You can't extend anything. You don't extend anything. Rabbi Yechanan says no, that the din of pigul is from pigul you learn out. Yafinam pnim ipnim, yafinam limachutz mipnim. That's the machlokes.
It's also chiddush.
The what?
Why did you follow it? It is a chiddush. I mean,
a chiddush doesn't mean. So Tesis points out in the beginning, first parak in Yivam is the beginning of Yivam. Chiddush doesn't mean a din that I wouldn't have known on my own. You wouldn't know any of the 613 mitzvahs on your own. Tzitzis and tefillin and shofar, everything is a chiddush. You wouldn't have not known it on your own. Tosfos says, chiddush, mechiddush le'afino, and chiddush is a technical term that means davar hasoses haklal, means something that's an exception to the rule. So Reish Lakish holds that pigul is an exception to the rule. Why? The guy's doing an avoida, and he has intention to do a haktoris emurim another time, so he holds that that's a chiddush, that such a din passes. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, why does that say any klal? That's the klal. you can learn that mechashim avayda lavayda. So you can apply it to other psulim. You can apply it even to shechting the behemoth schulim, the shema avayda zar.
It's a possible call of it. That's me a kiddush because it's two things that are mutter to bump also together. So it's a
kiddush. The Gemara said that's not the kiddush. The Gemara says that flesh alone is mutter. We learned kolabosa. Flesh alone is mutter and cholav alone is mutter, but you mix them together, they become osa. So the Gemara says shatnas is like that also. Tzemer pishtim, tzemer alone is mutter, pishtim alone is mutter. You mix it together, becomes osa. That's not chiddush. The Gemara said the chiddush is. What does the Gemara say? The chiddush is we have a rule, a bittel beroyv. A pasuk acharam lahatas included in acharam lahatas is bittel beroyv. So whenever you cook flesh with milk, so normally you're going to have a lot of flesh and a little bit of milk. So the milk should really be bottle bereif. So the fact that basa b'cholav is ever also, sometimes you have so much milk, so the flesh should really be, you have a little schmaltz mixed into the milk. So the schmaltz should be bottle bereif. What are you going to say? There's only an isa basa b'cholav if his mom is 50-50. It's one chance in 5 billion zillion trillion is going to be 50-50. It's never going to be like that. 50% flesh, so that nothing will be bottle berov. It's either the rov is going to be the milk, or the rov is going to be the flesh, and the milk is going to be absorbed over there. So the Gemara says that's a chiddush, that the din should have really been bittel berov. So the fact that by basa b'cholav, if it's nice and tam, it asas, that's a chiddush, that's dava seisayas haklal. That's how the Gemara says. But that itself is not a chiddush. The fact that flesh alone is mutter, milk alone is mutter, when you combine the two, that it's asar, that's normal. The Gemara said that's what you have by Shatan, Samar Pishtim. When you combine it, it becomes Osa. Chiddush means definition. Chiddush Dav Hasei says Haklal. Eid Zaymim. Right. The Gemara says Eid Zaymim is a Chiddush. Why? Two Eidim say like this, and two Eidim contradict, and two Eidim say Horagas HaNefesh, two Eidim say not true. Loi Horagas HaNefesh. So a tray, a tray, so you don't know who's telling the truth. But if you have two Eidim say Horagas HaNefesh, and then two Eidim say, how can you testify Horgas HaNefesh yesterday morning at 9 o'clock in New York? You were with us in Miami 9 o'clock yesterday, so you weren't even there. So all of a sudden, when the second pair of witnesses contradict the first pair on the Zman and the Mokhan, they say you weren't there, so then the Torah says we believe the second pair, we don't believe the first pair. So the Gemara says that's really a Chiddush. It should have been a Trey or Trey. Whenever it's the word, their word against their word, so it's a stalemate. So the Torah makes an exception to the rule by Eid Zaymim that we believe the second kata over the first kata. So that's called Dabar HaSeisos HaKlal. It's against the rule. It's an exception to the rule. So Reish Lakish holds that every case, every pigul is an exception to the rule. Rav Yechon says, why is it an exception to the rule? The Torah is telling you that is the rule, that you can have a machshav by this avoda with respect to a later avoda, machashim avoda l'avoda. We pass like Rav Yechon. We pass like Rav Yechon. Fine. The Gemara says whenever that Rabbi Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechonah. So whenever there's machlokes Rabbi Yechonah Reish Lakish, ruba the ruba of the cases we pass on like Rabbi Yechonah with only three exceptions to the rule. Here the Gemara may say there's a girsa. Rashi and Tosafot have the girsa in the Gemara that Reish Lakish backed out. Reish Lakish disagreed Rabbi Yechonah before he learned all of Mishnayos. After Rabbi Yechonah taught him the Mishnah, then he realized Rabbi Yechonah was right, so he backed out. That's Rashi and Tosafot's girsa in the Gemara. The other Rishonim say, Tosafot quotes another Girsa. The other Rishonim say, that's ridiculous. What do you mean? Tosafot says, also it's ridiculous. The bottom Tosafot says, the bottom Tosafot says, Lamed Tosafot and Al Tema. What kind of an answer? What do you mean? Reish Lakish expressed an opinion before he knew all the Mishnayos. See, not entitled to an opinion. There could be a Mishnah somewhere. Tosafot has another Mesichtis. And Amoira is entitled to express an opinion. Even if you find a brisa that contradicts him, he's not mechuyev to know all the brisas in the world. But all the mishnayos, they have to know. You're not entitled to express an opinion if you don't know all the mishnayos. So how can it be? Reish Lakish backed out after Rabbi Yechonah taught him this mishnah chul, and then he backed out. So how did he give an opinion in the first place? How did he open his mouth in the first place to disagree with Rabbi Yechonah before he learned all the mishnayos? And Amorek, after learning all the Mishnahs, may express an opinion, we'll find a brisa against them. We won't paskal like him because there's a brisa against them, but at least he'll express an opinion. It's impossible to know all the brisas. Everybody had a different set of brisas. Each Rabbi Ranossi took all the brisas and he edited them and he made a set of Mishnahs. So the card-carrying members of the Amoraim club, only you're only called an Amorek if you know all the Mishnahs. It's impossible to know all the brises. Everybody had a different set of brises, and nothing was written down. But the Mishnayos, that's Abgeret that they have in us. So that's why the Girsa, the Rashi and Tosfos have, that Rish Lakish backed out after Rabbi Yochanan taught the Mishnah, that's not to be understood. That's why the other Rishonim had a different Girsa. We'll soon get to the Gemara. So this is the double Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So now the Gemara is going to say, what can you tell from our Mishnah? Let's see. Masi Rav Sheshes has a kash. The line begins, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Masi Rav Sheshes from our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the third time in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, not only do you not say Mechashvin by the Balha, the owner of the animal, the Oivir Avodizor has a mind of Shem Tegrubis, not only does it not apply by Chulin, even by Karbonis it doesn't apply. So by Karbonis there is a din of Pigul. Sometimes there is a din of Mechashma Avodah L'Avodah. And even by Karbonis the din is the Bailam are not Mefaglim. So Kavachayma by Chulin, the Bailam can't make it into Tegrubis. So that's the argument Rabbi Yossi says. They quote the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Kavachayma Hadvarim. The whole premise of the earlier Tanoim is incorrect. Ma b'makom shemachshav poselus, namely b'mukdashim by karbonis, that there is an institution of pigul. Machshava does pasul pigul, namely b'mukdashim. Nonetheless, en al kol halachala achar ha'oved, the Balaam cannot make pigul. Only the kohen ha'oved makes pigul. So it's a kavuchem b'makom by chulin she'en a machshava poselus, namely b'chulin. That's like in parentheses, like b'mukdashim is in parentheses. It's an apposition to what he said. Mokhm shen machshav poselus kama, namely bechulin kama. Ein adin should be a kavachamer. Adin is a kavachamer. Isn't it a kavachamer? Shalei hei hakol halach ela achar hashechet. So he makes a kavachamer that if by kotchim the din is b'alem anat mefaglim, so kavachamer by chulin, the owner of the animal cannot make it into tikkubis. So the Gemara wants to know what does that phrase mean? By chulin ein machshav poselus bechulin. What does that mean? My ein machshav poselus bechulin. What do you mean by that statement? If you should say that what he meant to say was the leposla klal, that if you have intention, the shame of it is, you don't make it to kruvis. That's not true. You shecht an animal, the shame of it is, you do make it to kruvis. So what's he saying? That's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. Madach by korbanis, where there is an institution of pigul, but still, a bailam cannot be mefaglim, so by chulim, where there's no institution at all, a machshev is psul, machshev can never passel it. So of course the Balaam can't passel, because even the one who shechting can't passel. That's not true. The one who shechting, if he tends to the shame of his zara, makes it tekruvis, it does passel. So what does that line mean? That bechulin ein machshav I lema, if he meant to say the loy pasla klal, that intention the shame of his zara doesn't make it also banor. That's not true. El esvich davar es kavim de mitzra. We know if you shech la with zara, it is also mitzra. Of course, if you intend the shame of it, it becomes the kruba. So what is he driving at? So it must be that he means to say that machshove by kochim, there is a din if you shecht an animal the shame to kruvas of it, you make it also by no. But machshove by kochim is more chomer than that. So even though by kochim is more chomer, but bailim cannot make pigle, so by chulin, where it's not as chomer as it is by karbonis, so kavachayim the balm shouldn't be able to mishsa charein. Elabshita must mean me'avoda la'avoda. So he must have meant to say the hachikama. Rabbi Yossi probably meant to say like this. He's making a kavachayim that machshava does passel by chulin if you have outright machshava the shem ba'avodah, but it's not as chomer as machshev is pigul that passels by kochim. So what sense is it not as chomer? So here's where Tosfos says, I have a pshat. How come the Gemara didn't suggest my pshat? So Tosfos says, by kochim, they have every third mesichta, Tosfos has this discussion. When you talk about machsheves pigul, it means machshava or it means dibur. So Tosfos says, maybe that's what Rabbi Yossi said. Madach by kochim, which is machomer, that machshava passels, because it says lo yichashev lo. And the Mishnah is always talking about chishev. Machshev is pigul. So maybe by kochim, machshev is enough to passel, but maybe when you shecht lavoy the zora, maybe machshev is not enough, maybe you have to say b'peh. So they say, how come the Gemara didn't say that? If the Gemara is trying to figure out what the kavuchayim of Rabbi Yossi is, so should have said, madach by kochim, which is machomer. Machshev passel means machshev thinking,
So by chulin machshava doesn't passel, you have to have dibur. So it should be a kalvachaima that bailam should not play a role. Just like bailam are not mefaglim by kachim, should be a kalvachaima. So why not translate the word literally? Machshava passels by kachim, but by chulin you need dibur and not machshava. So the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara didn't think it was correct. So either because they thought by karbonis you need dibur, maybe to passel for pigle you do need dibur. Maybe they thought if it's an umdur in the muchach that is shechting, he's in front of an avodah zarah, and he's bowed down to the avodah zarah, shechts an animal. If it's obvious that he's thinking l'shem avodah zarah, so maybe the Gemara thought that it's the same. If machshava passels by kachim, if it's machshavas pigle, so maybe it's machshavas by avodah zarah also. Taisus suggested, why didn't they learn the Mishnah literally? That machshav is enough to passel by pigul, but by avodah zarah you have to have dibur mamish. So obviously, the Gemara thought that it's a boichsvar. There's not a room to distinguish. How do we paskan on that? This is nageh ladina. How do we paskan? Let's say you have to make a tzitzis lishma. The seif has to write a get lishma. Get has to be written lishma. So the Rosh in Hilchas Tfilin talks about this. He says when you need something done lishma, do you need dibur or is it enough with machshava? So the Rosh thinks, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Baruch, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, the author of the Sefer Truma. So he says that it depends on this Shaila in the Taisvus. Machshev is pigul. Machshev is pigul means dibur, it means machshava. So if you can make pigul no machshava, so you can probably make lishma. When you make tzitzis, you do lishma. When you write a get lishma, so maybe it's enough with machshava. But if you hold that you need dibur, otherwise it's not called machshava, so then mistami you would need dibur for just like you need dibur for shaloi lishma. Machshev is pigul is an improper machshava. Or mechashev bechatos of yoshem shaloi lishma. You have a dibur, so if over there it means dibur, so machshev is lishma should also need dibur. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah is machmer on that. The Mishnah Berurah is machmer that when you tie tzitzis, when you blacken tefillin, you should always say harenes of the shem kedushas tefillin. You tie the tzitzis, you say, I'm doing the shem mitzvahs tzitzis. You should always have dibur. And when the sefer writes a get, he always makes an oral declaration. Harenikos of getzer lishma lishma lishem gerishim. We don't just rely on machshove. Even though it's an umdad in the muchach, that's what he has in mind, because the husband says, I want to divorce my wife, and this is my name. My wife's name, please write a get. And the sefer sits and he writes the get. And the husband authorized him to write the get. So even though it's obvious that's what he had in mind, so we machman that you need dibur.
B'dievet?
The Mishnah Berurah even passels the tzitzis b'dievet. Even passels the tzitzis, that's a chiddush. By the get, it's not such a chiddush, because the get needs lishma, that everybody agrees. But tying the tzitzis, and not so agreed upon, that tying the tzitzis has to be lishma. Taking the wool and making it into strings, that the Gemara says has to be lishma. Tying the strings onto the beggar, that's a machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam, whether that needs lishma. So the Mishnah Berurah goes a chumra on top of a chumra. He says you need dibur, and you even need dibur by the tying it onto the beggar. There was room to make or based on a sveksveke. Maybe tying onto the beggar does need lishma. If a goy ties it onto the beggar, it is no good. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Da'bel b'nei Yisov, amat aleim, yasa lam tzitz, b'nei Yisov, yasa v'la u'masay l'masa. If a goy ties on, it's no good. But let's say a cotton ties on. When I was a little boy, my grandfather was the shamus in Rabbi Peretzky's Young Israel in the Bronx. So my grandfather taught me how to tie tzitzis. I used to tie the tzitzis on all the talesim that the shul bought. I used to tie the tzitzis. The rabbi didn't know I was tying the tzitzis. And then, now it's too late. Nobody knows which tzitzis. So that's a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Is that kosher? And I'm Jewish. I'm not a guy. But a cotton is not able to do lishma. Whenever you need lishma, a cherish to be cotton is no good. I knew what I was doing. But before bar mitzvah, al-pidin, it's considered a labada. It's not considered lishma. So on tying on the tzitzis, there would have been room to be mekel with a svek. And maybe tying on doesn't need lishma. Even if you do need lishma, maybe machshav is a lot. Maybe you don't need dibur. So the Mishnah Berurah is even machmer on that. So they pointed out, when the Mishnah Berurah was printed, the Chavetz Chaim was not world famous yet. He wasn't that well known. So he has haskamas in the beginning. So one of the Rabbonim who gave a haskama has in his tshuvas, would anybody in his right mind ever dream of such a chumrah that if you tied the tzitzis on, you didn't say you're doing a lishma? Ah, it's ridiculous. So he gave, he didn't read every page in the Mishnah Berurah. So he gave a haskama, the one who wrote the Sefer Shalosh Tshuvas B'nei Tzion. So he gave a haskama to the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes in his Sefer that that's unreasonable to be machmas so much. The Mishnah Berurah is always machmas on everything.
If you have dibur without
machshava, if you have dibur without machshava, I mean, if I care, the guy's.
So,
we assume whenever there's deeper, there is machshava. Yeah.
Same as when you make matzahs, that the same applies.
Right, they all scream out. Making l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Yeah. That you need that part, that you need lishma, so you have to have amira. Wherever you need lishma, you need amira. Yeah. And the Rishon, and the Rosh, and the Hilchos Tefillin, quotes the Sefer HaTrumah, when the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal HaTosfos, Tosfos doesn't quote this one. Tosfos once in a while quotes the Sefer HaTrumah. So the Rosh quotes the Sefer HaTrumah, that the Shaila, whether you need amira for asiyah lishma, by the matzah, and by the get, and by this, depends on these 2 days in Tosfos by the pigul. The Tosfos is here, in Chulin. It's in Bab Metzia, it's in Kiddushin, it's in Zvachim, it's in Menachas. Every third Mesichta picks up the theme. Yeah, because since women are mechuyev in the mitzvah matzah, so they can create lishma, right? By tzitzis, the Rabbeinu Tam holds women, since women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah tzitzis, because it's a zman grama, so women cannot create lishma. Whoever zayin b'toris cannot create lishma. Right, no, when you push the button, so you say, L'shem mitzvahs matzah. So that was one of the issues that was debated. Is that considered l'shma? You set up a system, and you say, I'm baking the matzahs l'shma, you push the button, so do you say that, and it goes for 10 hours. It keeps on going, going. So that was one of the debates. It was assumed that yes, that is considered. That is considered my ma'aseh l'shma. Some are of the opinion that Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, thought that we had a Gemara later in Perek Al HaBasar where the Gemara spoke about Netilas Yadayim. So the Gemara has in 3 cases. We learned all the 3 cases. One is by Shechita earlier. One is by Netilas Yadayim, and one is by Ritzicha and towards the end of Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Ches. The Gemara says you only chayv Kerach Rishon, Kerach Sheni, and not chayv. It's all discussion. What's Kerach Rishon? What's Kerach Sheni? So the Dvar Avram is of the opinion. The Gemara says, let's say there's a reservoir full of water, and you pick up the dam, and the water pressure was there before I pick up the dam. You pick up the dam, you do Hasaras Hamoneh, and then the water flows. So the Gemara says, the water keeps on going, flowing. So only the amount of water, if you would have picked up the dam and put it right down, whatever would have been accomplished with the first bit of water that came out, that's called Kerach Rishon. But the fact that I pick up the dam, the water keeps on going and going and going, so that's called Kerach Sheni, so that doesn't count by these 3 cases. By Netilas Yadayim, you need Kerach Rishon, and by Shechita, you need Kerach Gav, you need Kerach Rishon, and by Ritzicha, you need Kerach Rishon. So that's a question, is that a special din only in these 3 cases? It's a special halacha that you need Kerach Gav, Davka, by Netilas Yadayim, by Shechita, and by Ritzeach. Oh no, Kerach Gabra, the same as Maisa Hodom. Kerach Gabra is Aramaic, and Maisa Hodom is in Hebrew, the same thing. So whenever you need Asiyah Lishma, so it has to be Kerach Rishon, can't be Kerach Sheni. So this is a big machlekes. The Tosfos holds like that. Tosfos Bava Kamma, in the first parak, Tosfos says that by Odom HaMazik, it'll only be Chayv if it's Kerach Rishon. If it's Kerach Sheni, it's not Maisa Hodom, it doesn't count. So the Dvar Avraham thought, if you push the button to a machine, if you push it, then you stop it. So whatever would have been accomplished by pushing the button for 2 seconds and then stopping it, nothing would have been accomplished. How many matzahs will be baked if you push the button and you push it, you stop it 2 seconds later? Nothing. Nothing will happen. So Rav Ram holds that it's called Kerach Sheni. That's his definition. That's called, others disagree, that's not Kerach Sheni. Morgan Avram says, Fakert from the Rav Ram. So the Dvar Avraham held that whatever is accomplished, whatever would be accomplished by pushing the button and letting it go for 2 seconds and then stopping it, that's Kerach Rishon, and everything else is Kerach Sheni. Kerach Sheni is not Maaseh Hodom, so it's no good for matzahs. And the Chazon Ish disagrees. Chazon Ish is Meikel. And he holds, he quotes the Magen Avraham. All the later Gedolim, they quote the Magen Avraham, Hilchos Tefillos Yadayim. The only time you distinguish between the Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni story is if there was water pressure anyway. The water was pushing down, except that there's nowhere for the water to go. Then when you remove the dam, you remove Hasaras Hamaneya, then there's nothing preventing the water pressure from pushing. So then, the water pressure that was there before I came pushes out the water, so that pu'ula of the water running out, the rolling out, that only relates to me, the first amount of water
If I pick up the dam for 2 seconds, put it back down, whatever would have been accomplished with the first 2 seconds, that's called Kerach Rishon. Whatever happens later is Kerach Sheni. But when you have a machine that bakes matzahs, there's nothing, there's no pressure, there's nothing happening now until you push the button. You push the button, you set up the whole system. You started the whole thing rolling. You gave the whole Kayach. So the Mogan Avram writes, Benegeit and Atilus Yadayim, if you have such a system, that you started the whole thing, there is, you didn't just do Hasaras HaManeya. You set the whole thing into motion, so even what happens 12 hours later is also Kerach Rishon. Everything relates back to you. So that's what the Chazon Ish says, Benegeit to machine matzah, Benegeit to machine tzitzis. The wool has to be made into strings, lishma. So Chazon Ish says, if you have a machine in a factory and you push a button and it keeps on going for hours and hours and hours, and you're left, and if let's say, if I have a matzah machine and I push the button and it goes, but then it runs out of water and a goy pours in water. So if the goy wouldn't pour in the water, there wouldn't be any more matzah. The goy pours in more flour. If he wouldn't pour in the rest of the flour, the matzah, there wouldn't be any matzahs being baked. So then that doesn't relate back to me. The goy did that part. So the goy can't create the lishma by matzah because it's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah. But if, well, let's say the goy is going to throw in some more wool into the machine. Machine, when I push the button, it's going to take wool and make it into strings. Then the goy throws in more wool and more wool. Every 10 minutes he throws in more wool. So then the goy did that. That doesn't relate back to me. But if when I push the button, all the wool was there, all the water was there, and all the flour was there. I push the button, everything goes. So then everything relates back to me. That's what the Chazon Ish and many other poskim hold like that. So that's what they said, that the machine matzah is acceptable. It is called Asiyah Lishma. It's not called Koyach Sheni. Yeah. But you need Amira. Right. But we're Machmer. I mean, if you need Lishma, you have to have Amira. It's not enough just Machshevis Lishma. So again, so the Mishnah drew a contrast over here. The Mishnah drew a contrast. Rav Yosi made a kavuchayma. Madach by korbanos de machshava pasuls. We say bailam eina mefaglim. The bailam have no say. So bechulin we machshava doesn't pasul. So it's kal. So it's a kavuchayma that the bailam shouldn't have any say. The bailam's intention shem avirizo shouldn't play a role at all. The Gemara says, what does that line mean? Machshava doesn't pasul bechulin. It's not true. If you shecht l'shem avirizo, you make it the grubus. So the Gemara says it can't mean that. El pshita means me'avoid el avoid. Rabbi Yosi meant to say like this: Madach by kochim, ma b'mokim shemachshava pasel is named lebikochim. What does it mean? Machshava pasels me'avoid el avoid, mechashem me'avoid el avoid. Nonetheless, bailam anat mefagle menakol achar oivid. The bailam's das doesn't play a role. So mokim shein machshava pasel is bechulin me'avoid el avoid by chulin. We say lo yafinon chutz mipnim. Only in that avoid, if you shecht l'shem avodah zarah, it'll become tekruvus. If you shecht planning to do this because adam l'avodah zarah, it won't make it tekruvus. Ein adin, so that's Rabbi Yosi. Ein adin, so kol hachem shleih hakol halachach rashechit. So the Gemara says, the way we just read, he knocked sense into the statement of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is kol hachem. It comes out that they're both wrong. Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh are both wrong. Rabbi Yochanan holds mechashem avodah l'avodah even bachutz, even by avodah zarah. And Rish Lakish holds, Emechashim Avayda Lavayda, even Mifnim, even by Korbanis. The only time Mechashim Avayda Lavayda is Pigul. That's all. But no other, any other case, he wouldn't say. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about Pigul. So Rashi and Taisus say no, because the Mishnah says, Mama Makim Shamachshava Poselas Bimukdashim. It doesn't say, Hamachshava Mefagelas. The Mishnah says, Poselas. They see that the Mishnah expanded it. The Mishnah holds, Mechashim Avayda Lavayda, even by Shalom Lishma, not only by Machsheva Sachilu Chutz Lizmana. Otherwise, the Mishnah would have said Shemachsheva Mifagelas B'Mukdashim. The fact that it says Machsheva Poselas, and that's what Rashi and Taisa say, Poselas means it passels. He shechted it, the Chatas Lishma, intending to do the Zrika Shalom Lishma. So you're already extending the din of Pigul. You're already learning out from Pigul. So from the Mishnah, it seems a compromise. Mechashve me'avoyda l'avoyda by kochim and not by chulin. So this is the loike Rabbi Yechon, the loike Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon holds, even say mechashve me'avoyda l'avoyda by avoyda zara. And Rish Lakish holds, you don't even say mechashve me'avoyda l'avoyda by korbanis. So the Gemara says, it's a kash on both. The Mishnah say Rabbi Yosi, the way we just knocked sense into Rabbi Yosi's statement, is a contradiction to both shitas. So the Gemara says, Pnim kash le Rish Lakish and chutz kash le Rabbi Yechon. It says bifnim, you are mechashem me'avayra la'avayra. Shlokta says you never are. But Shlokta says you don't learn anything out from pigul. Pigul is a chiddush, the chiddush le'afinan. And chutz kashle Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yechanan holds that even b'chutz, the avayra's our purpose is also mechashem me'avayra la'avayra. So how can you farem for this? So the Gemara says, Bishleima p'nim le'resh lakish loy kashe. You can't ask a kasha on resh lakish. Resh lakish didn't know the Mishnah. That's the line in the Gemara. That's the questionable line. Resh lakish disagreed with Rabbi Yechanan that ein mechash me'aver la'avayda even by kotshim before Rabbi Yechanan taught the Mishnah. Then he found out, oh, it's not just Rabbi Yechanan said, it's a Mishnah. Then he stepped back and he backed out. So resh lakish backed out. So that's what Tosfos says, what are you talking about? All the Mishnah, but what do you mean? Resh Lakish said, why did they quote his opinion? If he's saying things, a little kid starts learning Mishnayos. A six-year-old child learning Mishnayos. You don't quote him. What are you quoting Resh Lakish if he didn't learn all the Mishnayos yet? The Gemara says, like Kasha, Sinishkin Kasha, Resh Lakish said that, Homikami Deshama Mirab Yechanan, his Shita, he said, before he heard the Mishnah from Rabbi Yechanan. If he heard from Rabbi Yechanan that there's a Mishnah, and he realized that not Rabbi Yechanan's own Shita, Rabbi Yechanan said it's a Mishnah, then Resh Lakish backed out. So that's Pilei Ploin. That's what Tosfos, the bottom line in the bottom Tosfos says. Tema, well, what do you mean? So they should not quote the Resh Lakish. So that's why the other Rishonim Tosfos has another Girsa. Tosfos has another Girsa here. The Rabbeinu Chananel has it, the Ramban, the Rashba, other Rishonim have it. They have a different Girsa. They would. Bishleima pnim l'resh lakish loy kasha. Resh Lakish learns machshava poselas b'mekdosh. It means machshava spiegel. It means machshava spiegel. The Gemara was assuming not so big. Rashi and Tosfos said because it says poselas. So if it means spiegel, they should have said machshava mefagelas. So the girsa that they have in the Gemara, no. Bishleima l'resh lakish, he can reinterpret the Mishnah. Machshava poselas b'kotcha means machshava makes pigul. Okay. There is a din machshava makes pigul. And still, b'ilaman ha'mefaglim, so by chulim, there's no din from one avayda to the other at all. So there, for sure, the b'ilam's machshava shouldn't play a role. So that's the alternate girsa. Totally different girsa. The way we have the girsa printed in the Vilna Shamakam in the Shamar Rabbi Yechanan, that mamish doesn't make sense. They quoted Resh Lakish. It's like quoting a six-year-old who's just starting to learn Mishnayos. So he's not entitled to an opinion. Okay, so whatever. There's some kind of an answer. Elochutz l'Rabbi Yechanan, elochutz kasha l'Rabbi Yechanan. But the problem is, Rabbi Yechanan holds mechashem me'avayda l'avayda even in Chulin. So how does he read the Mishnah? What's the Kal v'chomer? Mokim shei machshava paselas b'chulin. And he didn't say, what do you mean? Ain't a machshava paselas. Machshava me'avayda l'avayda pasels even in Chulin. So the Gemara suggests maybe what it means is like this: Kachim is mochomer, because mechasha me'avoda la'avoda b'kachim applies to all the dalar avoda. Shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. If you did either shchita kabbalah halacha zrika intending to be makta the emurim tomorrow, it'll pass by all the dalar avodas. Masha'ini came by avoda zore. If you shecht la'avoda zore. If he shecht l'avodah zarah, planning to be zorik the dam, or to be makta the emurim, you're right. That'll, Rabbi Yechanan says, that'll make it into tikrubis avodah zarah. Not only will you be chayv misa, the beim will be tikrubis also. But let's say you do kabbalah sadam, halacha sadam, by the kachim. You do kabbalah sadam, halacha sadam in the church, l'shem avodah zarah, intending to do l'shem avodah zarah. That doesn't make the whole animal into the tikrubis. It'll only become tikrubis by two of the avodas. Rashi says, which two? Only by shchita and by zrika sadam. So that's how Rabbi Yechanan is. Who? Rabbi Mar says, who most of lo hum afarklo? Rabbi Yechanan asked the kasha against himself. How can I say mechashem me'aveda la'aveda ba'aveda zara? But the Mishnah says, bechulin ena machshava paselis. It means me'aveda la'aveda. The farkle gave the teretz. It goes on dalar avodas. V'achi kama ma b'madach by kotchim shemachshava pasalas by kotchim b'dalar avodas. All the four avodas shchita kabbalah halacha zrika mechashem me'avoda. You can make pigul. Nonetheless, b'ilam cannot be mefaglim. Ena kahalach achla hoyved. So by chulin, where there are only two avodas, where you can make it to kruvis. Mokim sheni machshav pasalas b'chulin ala b'shtei avodas. Which two avodas? Only shchita or zrika sadam. So that should be if you do it kabbalah sadam or halacha sadam, L'shem avodah zarah, you don't make the kruvas the whole animal. Only shechita and zrika, ein odin shouldn't be a kal v'chomer shalei hakol halach achar hashochet. So here, that's what Rashi learns in the Gemara. That's the Pashim Shah Gemara. So the top Taisa says, what in the world did the Gemara say here? Let's say there's a slaughterhouse, and someone in New Jersey, in Iowa, whatever, the Shech de Behema in America, Chulin, Rabashkins, whatever, the Shech de Behema, and they're going to sell the flesh. And then someone collects the dam, and he decides and makes an altar l'avodah zarah, and he zorek the dam l'avodah zarah. So you zorek the dam l'avodah zarah, the whole animal becomes also banah. There is no such din. It's a beferish gemara on the same daf. Later on, it's not true. The animal does not become also banah. So what does the gemara say? By kochim, the machsheves pigul can apply to any one of the dalan avodahs, but by chulin, the machsheves avodah zarah only passes by two. Which two? Only by shechita. Kabbalah halach and zvika doesn't pass all the others. So what did the Gemara say that there too?
If you were shechting a chaya or an oak, the kisui adam is part of the avodah by kulin.
Yeah.
And he had in mind by kisui adam to do it l'shem avodah zara. Would that be a problem?
You're driving at a very good point. What you do with the dam after the shechita is a gemara of the shechita. So just like if you shecht l'shem avodah zara, the whole animal becomes the kruvis. And by chayv yov, there's a din you have to do kisei adam. So it shows whatever you do. And the Gemara, Tosfos says later on Peches that kisei adam is a Gemara of the shechita. That was Tosfos showed from the Gemara like that. Kisei adam is considered the Gemara of the shechita. It's not miyakev. If you shecht the chayv yov and you didn't do kisei adam, it's not miyakev. It's still muta bachila. But if there is dam and you do the kisei adam, that's a Gemara. So maybe just like shechita, the shem avodah zarah asses the whole animal. So whatever you do with the dam afterwards should also ask the whole animal. That could be that Rashi holds that perhaps the answer to the Rashi. I think Mor says later on not so. Maybe the Gemara is talking about behemoth. It's not talking about a chaya v'yop. The Gemara happens that it is talking about a behemoth. Also, the Tzikunya doesn't say what they brought. Dichri, yeah, they brought the behemoth, not a chaya. They brought a behemoth. Yeah, it could be the answer on Rashi. Anyway, but Tosfos can't believe it. Tosfos thinks that it's not correct. Tosfos says only shechita. Hi, but the Gemara said beferish two avodas means shechita and zrika sadam. So Tosfos says if you have a cup full of dam and you pour some of the dam l'avodah zarah, so all the dam left over in the cup will become asa mishum tikruvis. The whole animal is not going to become asa mishum tikruvis. You are referring Rashi that by chayav yoyv kisei adam is the Gemara of the shechita. Just like the shechita can asa shechita the shem avodah zarah asa the whole animal. So whatever you do with the dam, if you do zrika sadam l'avodah zarah, by a chai v'yayif, maybe, then it'll last the whole animal. That's a gemara d'shita. So Tosfos doesn't think that that's true either. Tosfos says, nah, the only time that it'll last is the leftover dam in the kli. If you be zorik, you have a kli full of dam, and you zorik part of the dam, so the leftover dam will also be us. Not only the dam that you are zorik, the leftover dam also. That's a Tosfos for emphasis. Then the Gemara says, on this machlek, Rabbi Yechonah Shlokish, there's a beferish of Brisa that says like Rabbi Yechonah. That's it. We usually pass like Rabbi Yechonah. Whenever there's a machlekes, we usually pass like Rabbi Yechonah. Tanya Kavasa the Rabbi Yechonah, there's a beferish of Tosefta that says, Ashochet is a behema. This regdomal avodis kachav, he's shechting chulin. He didn't shech the shem to cruise. He's shechting, planning to be zerk the dam. So planning to be zerk the dam, Eloch the Evo, it says, already chayv nisa. Bein l'Rabbi Yechon, bein l'Reish Lokish. That's Tosfos quoted that top line on the top Tosfos. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. So the Shaila is, he shechted Chulin intending to do Zrikas Adam, but he didn't. He never did the Zrikas Adam l'Avodah Zarah. Does it become Tekruvus or not? So it says Beferish. Hashoch is a behemah, Lizuk Dama l'Avodah Zarah, Lach Techab l'Avodah Zarah, Hare'el is Zivchei Meisim. Zivchei Meisim means that it's Tekruvus, that it's also Ba'anor. Okay. The next line in the Brisa is a totally different topic. It's an important topic, but we'll have to save it for next. The Gemara, if you do shechita l'shem avodah zarah, so the whole animal is us, because you're doing shechita to the whole animal. If I have a cup full of dam and I'm zarek part of the dam, l'avodah zarah. So the whole dam, not only the dam that was this, or even the dam that's
because I'm doing the ma'aseh to the whole dam. That's what Tosfos reads in the Gemara. And Rashi seems to hold otherwise. Rashi seems to hold like he said. The whole animal becomes. What you do with the dam after the shechita is considered the Gemara of the shechita. So that's what Tosfos chapters are. It's against the Gemara here. So the answer could be that the Gemara is talking about behema and Rashi is talking about chayvi oif. It's a questionable answer. Okay. Possibility. Yeah. Towards the end of the Parshas HaShavua, Makkah after Makkah, and Paro isn't listening. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, "He will, if you promise to let Bnei Yisrael go free, I will kitzes yeso here, I'll leave the city, Ephesus kapay al Hashem, I'll spread the hands and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the borad. Kitzes yeso Ephesus kapay al Hashem, hakol is yechton, labrod lo yoyed, matay de kil Hashem horetz." And then, Vayifas Kapa Vel Hashem, Yachtu Lakoilas, and the Paro still didn't listen. Paro still didn't listen. So the form of Tvila he has is, Ephesus Kapa Vel Hashem, going to stretch his hands out. You have in Tanakh in different places, you have Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the first Beis HaMikdash, he offered a beautiful Tvila on that occasion. So also, he did Bepisas Kapayim. And you have other places in Tanakh, but that was a practice years ago, to daven Bepisas Kapayim. Rabbi Kiveger on the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Hayim, raises a question, how come the Chacham, he quotes from Achrayim this question and answer. How come when the Tanoim, when they made the Takana, we should daven, so why don't make the Takana? We should daven like this, the way Moshe Rabbeinu daven, the way Shlomo HaMelech daven, where they used to daven the days of Tanakh. So he says that the Obdi Avodah Zorah adopted that form of prayer, they used to stretch their hands out like that. So that's why the Tanaim didn't answer. They didn't want to introduce such a form of prayer. We shouldn't daven that it should look the same as the Obdei Avodah Zarah. Yeah, what kind of a priestess kapayim is this? So the Vilna Gaon explains that there's a pasuk in the beginning of Chazon Yeshayo, the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon, I think. Ul farischem kapechem ali meina mikem yidechem damim aleu. The people were murderers, so even when they stretch out their hands, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not going to listen to them. What do you mean, Farischem Kapechem? So the Vilna Gaon says there are two levels of interpretation, Farischem Kapechem to Duchen, Farischem Kapechem to Daven. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is not going to listen. Koin Shargas HaNefesh is not allowed to Duchen, the Gemara says, based on that Pasuk. Hidechem Davim Maleu. And Farischem Kapechem means I'm going to listen to the prayers either. So the Vilna Gaon and the Bir Agro there in the beginning of Yeshaya points out the two different kinds of Farischem Kapechem. When the Kohanim Duchen, they hold their hands like this. And when they used to daven in the days of Nachis, they hold their hands like this. So he says, Moshal Amad Davadayimah, the opening Mishnah in Shabbos. You have the Balabais is Mifnim, and the Oni is Bachutz. And the Oni is standing and asking for a handout. He wants money, he wants food, he wants something. So the Balabais takes some money or food and he gives it to him. So the Oni holds his hands, he wants the matanis, he holds like this. And the Balabais is giving the matanis, he holds like this. So the Kohanim are giving a bracha, so they should hold their hands like this. And the one who's davening is asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to give a matana, so you hold the hands like this to receive. By many Sfardim, they have the meaning that the Kohanim, when they duchen, they hold the hands like this, and the Tzibur holds the hands like this. They want to receive the bracha. The Kohanim are telling us brachas. Tzibur is holding the brachas. There's a Magen Avraham. The Rav Soloveitchik wasn't so convinced that it should be correct. Let's say a Kohen has trouble. It takes a long time till they finish all the Nerigurim when they duchen. Only three psukim, but they have so many Nerigurim. It takes a long time. So let's say it's too difficult for the Kohen to hold his hands. So let's say they're going to have strings hanging down from the ceiling with circles, and the Kohen will rest his hands on the strings. So he's not really... His hands are in an erect position like this, but he's not holding hands up with his own koyach. He's resting his hands on the strings. Take away the strings, his hands are going to fall down. So is that acceptable? So the Taz, so the Magen Avraham quotes a tshuva, I think from the Lechem Rav. I think that tshuva is by the Lechem Mishnah. I think it's called Tshuva's Lechem Rav. I think so. Or the Maria Levi, maybe the Taz's brother. So he quotes a tshuva from one of the Gedolim that is acceptable. As long as the Kohen is in that position. So Rav Soloveitchik wasn't so convinced that should be correct. He doesn't have any Mekoris in the Gemara.
The Lechem Rav doesn't have, he thought that maybe holding the hands is the act of giving the bracha. So maybe the Kohen has to do it on his own. Maybe it's not just the position that his hands should be in. If he's not holding his hands on his own, they're resting on the strings that are hanging from the ceiling, Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe that's not acceptable. But this is the pasuk in Tanakh. You have in different places two types of priestess kapayim. The one who's davening does priestess kapayim like this, and the one who's duchening, giving, telling ois brachas, holds like that. Why the thing is apart? That's a minig based on the Zohar, that it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made this min ha-charakim. Hey-charakim, there are five cracks. So you hold two, you hold like this, I can't even do it. So you have one crack over here, one crack, second crack, charakim, third crack here, fourth one, and then the two thumbs should be touching, they have the fifth crack over here. So the pasuk in Sheva Shem says, "Meitz min ha-charakim," the Shechina is peeking through the cracks, and it's hey charakim, five cracks. That's the Mokar in the Zohar.
Last week we spoke about Goy can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah.
Anybody wants to go to Washington Heights, volunteer, otherwise I'll take it.
So Goy, he comes and says, this is a Mevatel, this is a piece of wood.
Yeah, I don't believe that this is a deity. Right.
And the other guy says, this is a sugar, this is a vada. So this bottle. If somebody else is trying with her, of course it's an Avodah Zarah.
No, if the after he's mevatel that the other one says it is Avodah Zarah, yeah, so he makes it again into Avodah Zarah. But if the last one to say, if the first one he made into Avodah Zarah walks away, and then the other guy says, that's not, I'm God, how can I be God? I'm God. I'm Yeshua. But if the last one, whoever says the last word, wins.